Blackstone Audio presents The Marquis Takes a Bride by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Anne Flosnick.
Chapter 1. Runbury Manor, home of Lord Charles and Lady Beams, had been designed by Robert Hooke in the 17th century, and some uncharitable people said it had not been cleaned since. It seemed indeed a fitting home for Lord Charles's pack of senile and bad-tempered old hounds, since it smelled like a kennel. Elderly dogs lay gasping and panting in front of the fire in winter, and snored in various Chippendale chairs in the summer, only rousing themselves to nip some passing guest. Lord Charles had once explained to his friends and neighbours that since he himself could no longer follow the hunt and preferred to take his ease in a comfortable chair, then it was only fitting that his old friends of the hunt, the ancient remnant of his pack of hounds, should do likewise. His Lady Priscilla was equally devoted to the smelly animals, often preferring to talk to them rather than to any human being. The dogs understood so much more. The couple would have been perfectly happy had they not been burdened with one human responsibility in the shape of their granddaughter Jenny. Jenny's parents had been taken by the cholera when she was still a baby, and she could not remember them at all. She had been brought up by her grandparents, who were strict in some things and very lax in others. She had been spared the rigours of an education, Lord Charles holding to the old-fashioned view that a female with an uneducated mind was a rare and beautiful thing, yet her social training had been severe. She knew how to curtsy with grace, how to manage a train, how to use a fan of any size, how to compliment a gentleman on his taste in snuff, and how to listen to long and boring dissertations on hunting and agriculture.